Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says that, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Praise the Lord. This first service, I want to share with you wisdom for staying in your ordained garden. Tell somebody, stay where God wants you to stay. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Where God wants you to stay. The wisdom for staying in your ordained garden. Please take your seat. As I said before, God's wisdom is a set of principles that governs his own operations and that he has put forth to govern our relationship with him, and then in touching the things that he's called us into. So ministry is God's wisdom. Service is God's wisdom. Honoring the Lord with your substance is God's wisdom. Praying is God's wisdom. Especially for us to be successful in negotiating eternity, God's wisdom is to receive Christ. And here on earth, to be successful in our workings and dealings here on earth, there are a set of principles that God has set in place to be able to make the man that is saved to be successful here on earth. One of the things that God has also set in motion for us to be successful in his kingdom here on earth is called fellowship. And not just fellowship, but staying where God wants you to stay. It is the reason why God did not keep them in Egypt, but he took them to the promised land. Because there's always a destination or a spiritual location that is designed by God to fulfill his master plan for the lives of his people. And so in the spiritual realm, location is important, especially your spiritual coordinates. And when you miss it, it can be a bit challenging in fact it will be challenging in your life. You know, so the scriptures are replete with verses that expound God's ideation of how he wants man to operate in a certain environment. We call it the appointed place or the ordained place. So if you look at the scripture we just read, the Bible said that first of all, God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So the creation of man, the formation of man, creation of man, the life of man, all these are God's own wisdom in making his product, which is the man that he made. And he brought us to a realm where he said that, "I formed you, I put my life into you, and I energize you to be a living being, to be a living soul." That was the wisdom of God. So because he is the manufacturer, he is the creator, we have to follow his manual in how to be properly functional, because the product can malfunction. The machine can malfunction if it doesn't follow the set of principles. The software, when it gets corrupted, the machine can malfunction. When the product doesn't follow, or when the user of the product doesn't follow the manual set for the product's proper actualization, the product can be underutilized and it can even malfunction. And so it is important that you and I, we don't cause the software to crash. And one of the ways not to cause the software, which is God's breath in us, to crash, is to follow the exact way and the exact environment he has set us to operate in. Let me say that you have not been designed to operate in every environment. For instance, man was not designed to operate in hell. Man was designed to operate and live eternally with his maker. So you see that hell is just a very, very strange environment. That's why it's punitive for the man who has gone away from his maker. And so some environments can become hell to you here on earth if you don't follow the dictates and the ways of God, the wisdom of God. If you are here, say, I am here. And so God planted a garden in the east of Eden. Somebody say, east of Eden. It was part of the wisdom of God. He could have put it in the west of Eden, but he decided that the best place to put it is the east of Eden. God planted the keeper's house and put it in Medina Estate. Some in Adenta, some in Finland, some in Kumasi, Takoradi. He put it around you. He put it in the east of Eden. And then he planted you in there. So the garden is a type of the church. And Adam is a type of the believer, whether Old Testament, New Testament, but that's God's man. Praise the Lord. So God planted a garden in the east. The church is not an association or the formation of man. It is the planting of the Lord in a particular location to establish and extend his dominion on earth through man. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody the church is not a social club. Even though we do social things here. But it is God's spiritual establishment. Planting. The Bible says he planted the garden. Are you here with me at all? Wake up with me. Tell somebody the church is God's planting. So you are not here for fun. God has planted the church here to extend his dominion on earth through man. East of Eden simply means that God's garden is planted with his children, Adam and Eve, in mind. He could have planted it west of Eden and they would not have located it at all. But he planted it east of Eden. The east, therefore, can never be far from the man because he is ordained to operate there. So when God plants a church and plants the church and in his mind he's ordained you or called you to be there, his wisdom is for you to locate the church and he will lead you to the ministry. Most of the times when God has led us to where he wants us to be, we sometimes make decisions to check out. But in checking out, one of the foremost things that should make you check out of a church is not offense. The foremost thing that should make you check out of a church is the voice of God. And mostly you don't hear the voice of God properly when you are offended. It's your mind. If God wants you to check out, look at Elijah. He was in the brook Cherith. The brook had not dried up yet. And God said to him, it's about to dry up. Check out. Many a times, people don't check out when things are well. They check out when things are not going well for them. So there are factors and there are boundaries for you having a mind to leave a church. You don't just get up and leave a church because you were a formation of God. His breath in you, his assignment for you is tied to the garden. And so he placed you in the garden. Maybe somebody invited you to the keeper's house. But in the grand scheme of God, you see, the person who invited you and your willingness to come, all of that came from God to bring you here. Praise the Lord. And so you don't get up and then check out because you borrowed somebody money and the person didn't pay. Or somebody started a relationship with you. Everybody knew about the relationship. And then the person, you, the two of you didn't marry. So I don't feel comfortable. It is not about your comfort or discomfort in a place. It is about the will of God in putting you in a place. So you can make a decision against the will of God. He has put you in the garden. And you see, Adam and Eve, God had to drive them out of the garden. You don't drive yourself out of the garden. Please talk to somebody. This church, this ordained garden, this place that God has put you, there are spiritual boundaries and the wisdom of God governing why you should be here. If you read the verse number 15 of what we have just read, the Bible said, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The Lord God took the man and put him into the garden. He put him. The man didn't go to the garden. The Lord God took the man and put him in the keeper's house, in the church. It's worrying how people just get up and leave where God has put them. It's a challenge. So, this was a specific garden, and God himself decided that the man that he had created should be here. So God divinely plants or put us into his prepared church or garden as our natural habitat, as our what? Natural. That's why you are here and you are doing things and it's working. Because God put you in a place where your life will work. If you check yourself out, you are on your own. So you try to follow the will of God. So being part of a church is an expression of supernatural placement and a fulfillment of the supreme will of God. Look at the scripture. It's an expression of supernatural placement and a fulfillment of the supreme will or purpose of God. The Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden for what? One, to dress it and to keep it. There is divine assignment there, purpose there, God's will is there. Is the reason why he placed the man where he placed the man. It was for the man to continue to do what God had originally created. He created the garden, but to continue to exert his dominion, he had to put the man there to dress it and to what? To keep it. So if you check out of the place where you are supposed to dress and keep, God would lose his garden. So there's a reason why you are here as an usher, you are here as a member, you are here as a singer, you are here as a pastor, as a trainee pastor, as a ministerial assistant, as a protocol person, as whatever you are. God brought you here. He put you here. Even though somebody invited, you don't walk into a church. You are placed in a church. It's a divine placement, supernatural placement. And that's why you need endurance. What do you need? You need the mind of God to endure. Well, the garden God created, was it a perfect garden? Yes. But was everything there operating perfectly? No. We know that everything man needed was there. But we also know that Satan was there. Or the serpent was there. We analyzing you based on what we see or what you now you have brought. Does not mean we don't love you. It does not mean we are carnal. That's human nature. Operating in a spiritual place. When we finish, we will worship God like we have done this morning. And you'll be angry that we are bad people and we are hypocrites and you can't want some sound. Church is beautiful. It's the mind of God. So, some people, they just check, I can't face the people. You don't come to church to face the people. There was nobody in the garden. Adam and Eve, they were to face God and the assignment he had given them. Hello? Come on now, talk to me. Hello? Yeah. If I'm not wrong, population started from outside the garden. A lot of it. Hello? So when you are in church, your focus should not be man. Your focus should be God. When you are in church, issues like this should not draw. All these issues we talk about, Paul listed them in the New Testament. And they were listed because they were in the church. And that did not defeat the purpose of the church. The church is still the church. Praise the Lord. Regardless of the issues the church has, regardless of the issues you have, the church is still the church. And you cannot allow issues to push you out when God has not shown you the exit. You can't check out. It's not a hotel. You book, you check in, and you check out. This is not a perfect competitive market. Those of you who did economics, where there's free entry and free exit. You were put here. It's divine placement. Say it, say it. Say, I was put here by the Holy Spirit as divine placement to fulfill the will of God in dressing and keeping the ministry. Say, I was put here by God. Yeah. So sometimes you can hear voices that may make you live where God has planted you. You can have experiences that may make you check out of the place God, but once you check out from that place, you are in trouble. You are operating in strange ground, strange water, strange soil, strange environment, and it can bring you a lot of troubles. You won't go to hell, but you can suffer here on earth. Because you see, the sheep must graze where God or the shepherd want the sheep to graze. And if you are not careful, you will eat grass outside your appropriate environment, and it may not instantly kill you, but it will definitely kill you. So there is a reason why you are in the keeper's house. Tell somebody, there's a reason why you are in the keeper's house. And if you follow the wisdom of God, you will see the glory of God. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord if it's very clear for you this morning? Praise the Lord. So, God's wisdom for us staying in the church is clear. Let me just mention very quickly to you, if we can, about four reasons why you must stay in the church God wants you to stay in. Four reasons why you must stay in the place God has called you into. Number one is divine blessings. Number one is what? Number one reason is when you stay where God wants you to stay, it comes with divine blessings. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, Genesis 1 28, the scripture said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moveth upon the earth. So the Lord blessed the man that he had created and placed in the garden. And as long as they stayed there, they had dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moveth on the face of the earth. They had dominion where God wanted them to have dominion. It was a blessing. And the reason why they could maintain their dominion was because the Lord blessed them and put them in the garden. And as long as they operated there, they had dominion over everything that God had created, both in the air, on the earth, and beneath the air, even on the, in the sea. So they were blessed. When you stay in where God has placed you, you encounter the blessings of God. Adam was fully blessed with fruitfulness in the garden. The Lord God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. It is difficult to see fruitfulness, difficult to see multiplication, difficult to see replenishment and the ability to subdue when you operate in the wrong environment, when you operate outside the will of God. Praise the Lord. It takes you operating from the place God has ordained for you to be able to be fruitful, to be able to multiply, be replenished, have the ability to subdue. Because remember that the child of God is a sheep. Remember that the child of God is also a tree of righteousness. Remember that the child of God is also a seed. So all these vegetative components of your nature requires of you to have placement so that you can flourish. A seed that is hanging in the air, I don't know how that one is going to flourish. A tree that is hanging in the air, I don't know how that one is going to flourish. Maybe it's for decoration. If you were a seed, you were a tree, you ought to be planted. And that's why the place where you find yourself, look at when he promised, he said, I'm giving you a land. I am planting you in a land. And the land flows with milk and honey. The blessing is in the land where God has placed you. Let me say that there is nothing that you are looking for from the Lord. If God is the one who is supposed to give it to you, then it can never be far away from where God has planted you. Hello. It cannot be far away from where God has planted you. You have divine blessing. Adam was blessed. Eve was blessed. This be fruitful is not only talking about material reproduction. This is supernatural empowerment. You have my nature. You have my likeness to be what I am and to do what I do. The blessing is not the material. The blessing is the supernatural aspect of what God has loaded on you to empower you to fulfill the dominion mandate. And so in Psalm 92, he says that they that are planted in the house of the Lord, I think it's verse 14 or so, 12 or 14, shall flourish in the courts of their maker. Psalm 92, please give me the scripture. Yeah, verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Planted. Tell somebody planted. Tell somebody stay where God has placed you. Planted. They that God has planted you in this church is the reason why you are here listening to this message. Plant house is inside. Say inside. House of the Lord is what? Inside. Courts of our God is outside. So he says that your flourishing outside in the marketplace, in your industry, in your workplace, whatever, is a function of your planting on the inside. If your roots are in the spiritual place, your fruits will show on the outside. That's why people go to shrine to plant themselves in the spiritual place so that they will do well in the market. It's the same spiritual principle. You have to be planted in the house of the Lord. Then your branch, concerning Joseph, he says that Joseph, he says that his branches go over the wall. He is planted as a covenant person, but his branches go over the wall. One of the reasons why people lack the spiritual wherewithal to flourish in a harsh environment is because their roots are not deep in a spiritual place. When your roots are hanging in anywhere and in the spirit, anywhere is nowhere.
There must be a spiritual GPS to where you are planted. Deeply planted. Please tell somebody, deeply planted. So that you can flourish outside. Come on now, come on now. Can we read it from the message? Deeply planted on the inside. It says that, transplanted to God's courtyard. They will grow tall in the presence of God. God created a garden and put man there. Your root determines your height too. Your planting determines whether you flourish, you not flourish. Don't take this place for granted. Don't take for granted the fact that you are in the keeper's house. Don't take for granted, because it is the will of God. Don't bogus God's wisdom. Don't make God, who has eternally made a decision that you could have been in Benny Hinn's church, you could have been an American. By now you'll be slurring. But in the wisdom of God, he decided that you should be a Ghanaian or you should be in Ghana. Bible says in the book of Acts, it says that God determines the boundaries of men. God has made a determination that even though sometimes I'll be preaching and you are sleeping, it's okay. That you are in Ghana and you are supposed to be in the keeper's house. It's the reason why in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2026, you are seated here or you are listening to me online, because God has called you to be in the keeper's house. He has planted this garden and he has put you here. Praise the Lord. It's a wisdom of God that you should follow. And it comes with blessings. It comes with what? Divine blessings. Number two, it comes with divine provisions. Divine what? In verse 29 of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. I have given you every herb, I've given you every tree. You know, people say it's herb, it's trees, but you, I have made provision for you that it shall be meat for you. It shall be food for you. So God always provided for his needs in the garden. I'm talking about Adam. As long as he stayed in the garden, his needs were provided all the time, together with Eve. Praise God. Come on now, praise the Lord. God is interested in your source. And when your source is settled, your fruit is just inevitable. He gave them everything they needed. Before they got to the garden, their food was ready. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. Food was ready. Everything they needed for their sustenance was already on ground before they got there. That crantia for the fufu was on ground. All the ingredients, because that's what God did. He created everything. Man was about the last thing God created. So he created the dwelling place of man. He created the provisions of man. Before man came to meet in the garden, whatever was required for his comfort and his blessing. It was not an afterthought. You will struggle because of your wrong choices. And it's become very, very easy for our generation to just leave the church. People leave the church and call pastors. Call pastors. For I don't know for what. There's a reason for the location of your placement. God is not your boy. You don't leave his will and he continues to be what for you. if the prodigal son has left the house, he has the right of decision to leave the house. The father has not disconnected from you, but where you have left to, there are conditions there that you must face. When you come back, the party is here. The celebration is here. The suffering is there. Your decision will always bring the suffering. Staying in his will always bring the glory and the celebration and the comfort. You are free to make this choice today. Don't let anything push you out into a place where you will suffer. Some of us, we are here. The reason why, and your best life has been in the church. I'm telling you. Your best life is in the church. If you're a Christian. All Christians living outside the church. I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church. You are missing something from God. You are trying to be wiser than God. You are trying to be wiser than God. If you are somebody that says, I am giving to the will of God, you will follow the way of God. One of the signs that you know that you are very arrogant, proud. Stubborn, proud, arrogant. You are full of pride. Is when you try to be a God to yourself. How do you know you are becoming a God to yourself? You set aside the mind of God and operate your own system. And try to lie to yourself that I am still with God. But in certain matters, I have selectivity. God should just follow me. This is how I want to do it. I don't want to do it this way. Listen to me. Do you know how much we are contributing to building the kingdom of God the way he wants it to be built? Because the kingdom will not be built by angels. God wants to maintain the garden through men. He wants to keep the church through men. If everyone left the church like has happened in England, in Turkey, in most places, the church will collapse and God's container for the redemption of men will not be there. You are out of order to be out of church. You are out, because God's order is to place man in the garden. The man that is outside the garden is out of order. That's why he's outside the garden. This is our month of wisdom. Let this wisdom govern the way you operate your life. And know that there is no provision you are looking for now or in the future that has not been designed to appear for you in the garden. In the garden, there was a river that broke into four. We are doing Galamsey in Ghana. Go and see the garden. All manner of minerals were coming from one of the rivers. One of them was called Pigeon. Another was called Gihon. Rivers, Euphrates. One of them, I heard one man of God preaching. He says that the meaning of it also means real estate. Now, what's the question? And the river broke into four streams, watering the whole garden. When you are here, the river that must break to water your ministry, the stream will break. Blessed is the land whose Lord is God. In that city where God's river flows through, the blessed man is planted by the rivers of water. God himself is watering you. That's, you see, your husband, he would have divorced you long time if you people were not in the church. Your wife would have left. There are people here that I am counseling. They divorced their husbands long time. The reason why they are still there is because they are in the church. And they keep hearing the mind of God. And the Holy Spirit keeps ministering to them. That's why they have not had the boldness to leave the marriage. And that is what has given you opportunity for you to mature to the status of God, and now you are moving on. Leave the garden and see how Cain will be killing Abel. Some things you will not be bold to do when you are still where God wants you to be.
And more so, there are provisions. Healing, money, wealth, whatever you need. It's already here.
This is God's wisdom. Please tell somebody, this is God's wisdom. I can't hear you. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, this is your primary place. This is your primary soil. And this is God's wisdom. That as you stay inside, you will see blessings. You will see divine provisions. So you cannot be here. Please, if you have faith and you are patient, there is nothing you are looking for that has not been engineered into this garden for you. All the anointings to make it happen, God has deposited them here. Praise the Lord. If I am sleeping, God will wake it up in another pastor. Are you here with me at all? That's why, aside Jesus, the disciples and the apostles, they were also doing the miracles. They didn't say, oh, and say, so, hey. What is important is the soil wherein you are planted. If you are planted where there is soil fertility, something good is going to happen. Praise the Lord. Whatever you need, in the church, you will get a husband. You get a wife. Your children will grow, will be good children. Children that grow in church do well. Even if they miss road small, God still brings them back because the seed has been planted. Seed has been planted. It is not swag that you are beginning to think that it is enlightenment to live your life outside the church. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The provision Jesus made by feeding the 5,000, it happened in his church. So, everybody sit down. To receive the provision, you need to what? I'm not hearing you at all. You need to what? Sit down. And the place looked like wilderness, but the provision was on ground. Yes. And if you look at the questions the disciples were asking, where will we get food to feed these people? Even the whole salary cannot. I'm telling you that what your salary cannot do for you, there's an atmosphere in church. Multiplying this your salary, you just calculate your expenditure and see whether this your salary is able to take care of you. It is God. It is what? It's God. In the wilderness, they were lacking idea. How are we going to feed all these people? He said, even though the place doesn't look like it can provide, supernaturally, because the Lord is here, a miracle can happen for your provision. And we saw it. Surplus. The garden always has surplus. 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 Praise God. Tell somebody, church is good. It's a blessing to be in church. Today, may you carry your provision in Jesus' name. Receive the spiritual blessing for being in church. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When you go out there, may you prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody, stay in church. Can you rise and go to about 5 people and say that God planted you here? So in the next 10 years, you must still be here. In the keeper's house. In the church of God. Can you move to about 5 people? Move to about 5 people. Move to about 5 people. Move to about 5 people. Hey, tell someone I'm not going anywhere. I will stay where God wants me to stay. Tarry here until the Spirit comes upon you. Tarry. Change the question. Ask somebody, in the next 20 years, will you still be found here? Change the question. Change the question on the questionnaire. In the next 20 years, will you still be in church? In the keeper's house? Yes or no? Yes or no? Take the answer. It's a questionnaire. Yes or no? It's not an interview. It's a questionnaire. The reasons you don't know, you just want yes and no. Ask somebody the next question. Were you planning of leaving the church to where God has not called you? Were you planning? Tell them it's not God talking to you. It's the serpent talking to your mind. Don't listen to the serpent, oh. Everything the snake spoke to Adam and Eve was to make God to sack them from the garden. Sometimes the serpent can be talking to you. And when the serpent was talking to Adam and Eve, they felt that this is really new knowledge. It's just enlightened. We be many. Obi obwa. And try and then crescent. Yeah, when serpent is talking to your mind, this is super with his kasa. Nyanyame. God will come and ask Adam, where are you? When you leave, will you die? No, you wouldn't die. But you would have gone against the will of God. And a child of God must not go against the will of God. I think we trivialize the will of God in this generation. That we think that everywhere is somewhere. But everywhere is nowhere. Jesus told them, he said, "Me babe, eh? And I will go and send you the comforter. I don't take one step away from this place. Stay here. Do you think Jesus, he didn't know what he was talking about when he said stay here? Stay here until the Spirit comes upon you. And if you believe genuinely God has given you a ministry outside of the keeper's house or the church God has called you to, there is a way to follow God's wisdom to make that happen. Hello? Because the garden must always be dressed, it must always look beautiful, and it must always be kept. This one that you want to shake yourself like the dragon shook in heaven. Huh? It's not God's way. Say, mark the end of the righteous. His end is peaceful. Praise the Lord. The church where I left to start the keeper's house, they are still thanking God that I left to start the keeper's house. Because he gave the church leadership an opportunity to obey God. They say go. I say I'm not going. When they say go, I was still sitting there for 9 months. When we pray, oh God, this is God's work. Oh God, a human no, yon suma wa unto be phantoms. Baby, yon suma so kwa ube pra. You will lose every greatness about you. That's the prodigal son. Or regals, sir. Ne papa fi unzo regals. Righteous living. On him precotiti. Oh. You may be a who and yami, baby, or pesa owa. Ewo ho. Then to me, pie. And to me, yade. Yeah, sure. Now, wouldn't mean mass of my wedding park. But because we are where God has placed us, then must you not be married to one woman? No. It's not possible. This guy tall like that with beard. Ah, what shall we ask your sneakers, Sano? But because we are where God wants us to be, Charlie, some things that are inside of us, Paul said, the Holy Ghost constrains me. when pian kochi virus bi wo homa energize nneoma ye buam kwan no so nti ye nte ne nka wo koma ye kobie so e bon kan. Thank God for this fridge. This fridge is preserving your life. It's the reason why I won't quine and say yo. It's because of this fridge called the keeper's house. Hello. Tell somebody that stay where God wants you to stay. That is the will of God and is the wisdom of God. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord for his word? Hallelujah. If you have been blessed, can you talk to two people and tell them, wow, 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 wow. Not smiley, smile. Why? I'm sorry, too bad to be answering. Wow, 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 wow. Lift your hands. Let's bless the Lord. Can you thank the Lord? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. In the good and in the bad, we still know that you are our God and you are with us. There is nothing good that you withhold from the righteous. Because we are in your will, we are in your placement. Morako Shato Labadagada. You have placed us here for a purpose. Thank you, Lord, for placing us. O Talua Melekopaya Sota Labadada. O Sheboda Babaragada. Elekopetele Mendegede. Thank the Lord, Father. I thank you that I'm in your will. I thank you that, raise your hand, raise your hand. Father, I thank you that I'm in your will. I'm in your will. Because I'm in your will, the blessings will flow. Father, because I'm in your will, let the blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. Open your mouth and speak. You have heard the word of God. Move by faith. Because I'm in your will and I'm where you want me to be, let the blessings flow. Come on, let's pray. It's the beginning of the month. Father, I pray because I'm in your will is to bless me. Let your blessings, your divine blessings, be activated in me. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, let your blessings be activated in me. Because I'm in your will, I am where you want me to be. Worship him. Be a child of God.
worship Him. Father, the second half of the year, as I am in my appointed place, in my ordained garden, as I am where you want me to be, and operating in your will, let your blessings go ahead of me. The second half of the year, let it go ahead of my family. Let it go ahead of the work of my hands. Let your blessings go ahead of me. Open your mouth and pray right now. Between now and December, let the blessings of the Lord go ahead of us. Shekolaba, I want to see you pray. Open your mouth and pray. Mashekora pere soya. Ikota labara kusa. Second half of the year.
The second half of the year.
I will not chase provision.
I will not chase provisions.
Because I am where you want me to be.
Because I am where you want me to be.
Provisions will come to me.
Provisions will come to me.
The same way they came to Adam in the garden.
The same way they came to Adam in the garden.
And the same way you give provisions to your children.
And the same way you give provisions to your children.
I will not be a hunter.
I will not be a hunter.
Whatever is making me be a hunter.
Whatever is making me be a hunter.
I refuse it today.
I refuse it today.
I am a recipient.
I am a recipient
of the provisions you give.
Of the provisions you give.
Therefore, as I stay in your will,
therefore, as I stay in your will,
I receive provisions.
I receive provisions
where I can see them.
Where I can see them.
Put my provisions.
Put my provisions
where I can see them.
Where I can see them.
Where I can take them.
Where I can take them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Between now and December.
Between now and December.
This second half of the year.
This second half of the year.
Release my provisions.
Release my provisions.
Where I can see. And where I can take them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. It's a very powerful prayer. Shakalaba kapatalaba. Isholadaba gadaba. I rely on you. I depend on you.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout and a praise.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.